What a friendship. It wore me out. Yeah, and it was worth it to see all of our old friends from school, though. Yeah, I haven't drank like that since college either. I guess we've really grown up to be responsible adults or something. Oh, shut up. I was not more drunk than you were. You had at least 3 or 4 more drinks than I did last night. Okay. Yeah, you're bigger than me, but still. I know you. You get all handsy and happy when you're wasted. And last night you spent more time with your arms around someone's shoulder or in a hug than you actually did talking. Oh no, it wasn't like in a creepy way or anything. If anything, it's sweet. You know, if alcohol makes us more honest, then you're honestly just a nice, caring guy who definitely shows it through touch. Yeah, I think she might have been a little weirded out by it too. It's whatever though. I mean, she's always kind of weird about hugs or even shaking hands. I'm sure she'll get over it. I know I'm always up for a friendly hug, even cuddling. Remember that time when 7 of us split that hotel room with 2 beds? She even slept on the floor and the rest of us just got real cozy. You know, now that I think about it, I think you were a little drunk that night too. I remember waking up with your big arms wrapped around me. Oh, don't worry. It was nice. From what I remember, you were really warm and I just felt safe that night. You don't blame me? I promise. It wasn't weird at all. The train really is nice, though. I could drift off. It should be easy enough to get some sleep with the rest of the train car so empty. You know, we seriously lucked out. You don't mind it, do you? Little old me cuddling up against your arm. Good. Thanks. Hey, do you ever wish it was normal for friends to just, like, have a sleepover and cuddle each other to sleep? It wouldn't even have to be sexual at all. Just the nice feeling of having someone close, you know? You always get me. I'd say we should just do it, but someone would find that out and think that we're sleeping together, like in the less literal sense, and it would be this whole thing. You think we could hide it? Yeah? Maybe so. You know, maybe you'd be able to hide out cuddle habits. But it looks like there's something else you aren't doing a good job at hiding. Oh, geez, don't try to hide it now. It isn't even that big of a deal, you know? And moving it around and stuff, it only calls even more attention to it. Oh, man. No, it's not. Yeah, it's not a big deal. I said it isn't a big deal. Not that it isn't big. Not that I'm not saying that it is big either. I'm not making any comments about your cock. Oh. There's nothing wrong with it at all. It looks perfectly fine. You really have nothing to be embarrassed about. I am a little curious, though. Where did it come from? Like, what made you get so aroused? What's got you excited all of a sudden? From the vibration of the train? Really? I've heard of friends sitting on top of washing machines or a dryer to get off, but never a train giving a guy a boner. I mean, come on. I don't know. I guess I could see how it might be similar. Either way, I guess it's especially lucky our car is basically empty now, huh? Hey, can I tell you something? I'll tell you, so you don't have to feel alone. Just because a girl doesn't have a tent in her pants doesn't mean she isn't turned on. And for me, it isn't because of the vibrations of the train. Yeah, I've been horny since before we even got on the train. Yeah, really. And cuddling up against your strong arm hasn't exactly calmed me down either. And to see you hard like this hasn't helped either. Do you think that friends could do more than just cuddle together? You know, just more. Like if you were already back at your place and you were hard like this, I mean, what would you do? Yeah. I guess I could have already figured the answer out. And to be honest, I would be touching myself too. Is that something we can do? As friends? Yeah? Yeah. Good. I really want to. So, go ahead. Take it out then. Come on. Nobody has walked through here in over an hour. And even if they did, we would have plenty of time to cover up before they could actually see us. And like I said, you have nothing to be embarrassed about around me. Okay, do it. Slide your pants down just enough to take it out. Please. God, remember earlier when I said I wasn't going to comment on your cock? Yeah, well, I lied. Your cock, it looks amazing. How about you? Stroke it for me a little? Not until I slide my pants down a little, too. Okay, fair is fair. Here, let me give you back your arm. I'm gonna lean back into my own seat and slide these leggings down. And panties, too. Oh, man. I'm glad I'm shamed. I didn't expect to be showing off to anyone. If I touch myself, you have to stroke yourself too. It's only fair. Okay? And I don't think I can keep my fingers off my clit for much longer. It's even sexier with your hand wrapped around it. Yeah. I guess that is a wet spot on my panties. See. There are more ways to see that woman or horny too. They're maybe just a little less obvious. Really good watching you stroke yourself like that. Fuck. God, I can see that drop of breakup about to drip off the head of your cock. I'm gonna need to speed up a little. Will you too? I want to see your hand pumping your shaft faster. Oh. like this. Oh, I gotta keep quiet. Does it turn you on too? Good. Fuck. You don't think anyone hurt me, do you? Moans are so hot, but you have to be quiet. I know. I'm trying to be quiet too. God, I know. I'm being just as loud. Oh, fuck, it feels so good touching myself while I watch you like this. What am I doing? I'm just sliding my finger up my shirt so I can play with my nipples a little. Yeah. Yeah, I usually do it when I get myself off. Do you want to try? Yeah, I think it would probably feel great. Just, I can't take my top off. And I don't think you can really reach up my shirt like I did. I'll just turn a little and lean back against your chest. You wrap your arm around me. Slide your hand inside. Neckline of my shirt. It's kind of low, so. Oh god, yes. Just slide your hand inside my bra like that. Keep stroking with your other hand for me. Fuck. Oh. Your hands, they feel so strong. They feel so fucking nice on my tits. Oh fuck. Much more firm and rough than mine. When you pinch my nipples like that, I can feel it just drop down to my pussy. Oh fuck, it feels so good. Oh, are you getting close? Are you getting? Yeah, me too. Fuck, me too. I can't believe we're doing this on the fucking train. Fuck. Wait. Don't come. I need you inside me so badly, please. Fuck. Just let me shift forward a little in my seat. Okay, slide my leggings down a little bit more. There. If you just turn, you can fuck me from behind and I can hold on to the seats to stay steady. Listen, if anyone walks in, yeah, we will still have the seats to cover us, okay? They won't be able to see. Don't worry. Please, just fuck me. Right here. Yeah. Please. Oh, fuck. God. I can feel the head of your cock pressing into me. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, I can feel it stretching me out. Oh, it's so thick. And, you put it in. Thrust deeper. Shit. Your cock feels amazing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, grab my hips like that. I'm gonna start thrusting myself back against you. The sound of my thighs and ass hitting you is probably too loud. I don't fucking care right now. Fuck. I'm so close. Just come inside me. It's okay. I want to feel it. I want to feel it too. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh, God, I'm coming. I can feel you. Fuck. God. That was amazing. Oh, I hope nobody heard us. No, I mean, I don't really care either. Just, oh, it was so worth it, even if they heard. Oh my god, I feel so good. Thank you. So, I knew the best part of the trip could be on the way home. Do you think this can be something that doesn't have to end with this trip? I know he said friends could cuddle and that we could get off together. Maybe sometimes we could fuck too. Maybe we can see if this is something more. You like that? Me too. Listen. I'm gonna go get cleaned up in the bathroom. When I get back, dibs on cuddling you.